Is that what you do?
I think so.
Oh.
All right, man. Let me do this.
I'm going
let
to
me get this going here.
I'll see you.
Oh, no. It's cool. All right. Here we go.
All right. Is this Geoff?
Geoff. Hey, is this Geoff?
Yeah?
It's Geoff. What's up? It's Jeff Scott, Rock 94 and a half, Spokane, Washington.
Hi, Jeff. How you doing, man?
All right. What's going on?
Oh, you know, just getting ready for the tour.
Yeah, you know we were going to call right now, right? We're not bugging you or anything, are we?
Oh, no. I was waiting for it.
Okay, yeah, because Eddie Vedder went on Rockline, gave out his home number again, so I think phone numbers are at a premium right now. Did you ever hear that show?
No, I didn't.
You didn't hear about it? Did you hear about it?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. Something weird Eddie was doing one time. It's like, I want to talk to each and every one of you, so give me a call. And he gave out his number. It was some old lady. The poor woman, man. She got calls for 2 months afterwards.
Oh, wow.
So,
cruel.
Yeah. Well, anyway, thanks for hooking up with us, man, and taking time out. You just kind of kicking around the house today?
Well, no, I'm slapping a last coat of paint on my boat, getting it ready for winter.
Oh, now, would that be a good sign that you think the Operation Mindcrime 2 CD is going to pay for that boat?
Oh, it's paid for.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
Cool. So you'll be heading off the coast in a little while.
Well, not till we get back.
What kind of boat is it?
It's an Alden Yawl.
An Alden Yawl?
Yeah. It's an old boat. It's like a 1955. It's a classic wood boat.
Now, did you trade in the motorcycle, or is this in addition to...
Oh, no, I guess I got the bike, yeah.
Put the bike on the boat and go anywhere.
Well, I just got back from the Sturgis Rally.
Oh, cool.
In August.
Did you ride your bike out there?
Yeah, I rode my bike out there, and then the band played.
Wow.
It was a pretty fun gig.
Yeah, it must have been insane with all those people around.
Oh, yeah, they had 900,000 people.
And you just come off the road with Judas Priest. Everybody knew about Queensryche.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, what a turnout. That must have been cool.
It was cool. It was very cool.
What's it like out there?
Well, it's like a giant carnival for adults. I mean, it's crazy and insane, and you know, it's definitely an adult situation. You know, you wouldn't want to bring kids.
No, but you could have kids there. That'd be a good place to make a kid.
Well, yeah, there were probably a lot of kids made.
Cool. Now, the interesting thing about going to Sturgis, Jeff, is that we, of course, live here in the West. In the wild, wild west.
That's right.
But for the rest of the country, they think the wild, wild west is actually Texas or Wyoming. So we have to go east to get to the wild, wild west.
Yeah, well, you know, out there in Wyoming and South Dakota, it's pretty wild.
Pretty flat, too. There's not much to look at.
Well, actually, depends on where you go. Like where Sturgis is, it's really the Black Hill country. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, yeah. Not the place you want to break down, though.
Not a place you want to break down, no.
Cool. Cool. Well, thanks for taking time out to say hi to us. We really appreciate it.
No problem.
And welcome back to Spokane, the scene of the Operation Mindcrime.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Can't wait to see you guys. Saturday night. It's actually a week from Saturday, but this will air next week.
Really? All that quick, huh?
Yeah. It's already time, man.
Wow.
Saturday night at the Big Easy. Are you ready?
I will be. Yeah.
A few more coats of lacquer.
Yeah, I got to get the paint out of my fingernails, but yeah, we start rehearsals tomorrow, so we'll be ready.
Cool. Are you still working with the same crew, pretty much?
Yep, same crew.
Well, congratulations. I'm assuming that you've completed Mindcrime 2 now.
Well, it's almost done. It'll be done in December.
December's when you wrap it up?
Yeah, we wrap it up in December. It should be out February.
Now, are you in post-production right now, or are you still adding little doodads to it?
Oh, we're in vocal mode now.
Vocal mode, cool.
Yeah. It's my turn.
And the other boys have done good so far?
Yeah, they got all their stuff done, and they're all kicking back, you know, enjoying the rest of the summer.
How'd it go as far as laying down the rhythm tracks and stuff?
Oh, great. The album is really cool. It's very different and very experimental, explorative, definitely taking metal in a whole new way.
Well, that's all the things that we've always loved about Queensryche, so I'm sure you will deliver.
Oh, yeah.
And this picks up where we left off with Nikki kind of reintroduced back into society a little bit.
Yeah, we thought it would be kind of neat to, you know, being the political climate that it's in right now is very similar to the way it was when the original Mind Crime was conceived.
Yeah, what was going on? What was going on back then?
You had a Bush in office, and you know, the economy was in the dumper. You know, giant trillion-dollar deficit.
We were
at war. So you know, it's very similar circumstances then and now. So we thought, wow, wouldn't it be kind of neat for a guy who had been incarcerated for 20 years to come out and come back into society, and you know, that be one of the ironies was that things are very similar to when he went in.
Wow. That is kind of ironic, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Or is that why the album needed to be made now?
Well, I think so. I think it's a really good time for it. It explores a lot of issues, you know, political issues and social issues, but also really the thrust of it is it explores revenge and what that is and what it means and what it does to people.
Huh, interesting, very interesting. So what do you think about now some of the spotlight being taken off of Iraq for the New Orleans tragedy? Will that take away from, do you think, the release of the album?
Well, I don't know. I hope, you know, I don't really compare the release of a record to a tragedy like that.
Yeah, I'm not sure what I was trying to say there, dude. Sorry about that.
It's an awful situation. I've got family there that I still haven't been able to contact.
Really?
Yeah, there's no phone service or, you know, there's no way of getting hold of people. It's just kind of cut off, you know?
I had no idea you had some relatives down there. Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. We're doing a benefit show here in Seattle Sunday night for relief for the victims there.
Cool. On Friday, we're all getting together doing a little BUD thing, Broadcasters Unity Day.
Oh, that's a good idea.
The BUD, dude. So we'll be I've already donated to the Red Cross. I mean, I'm from the East Coast, so I'm used to all the hurricanes and stuff, but nothing like this, you know?
Yeah, this is really something.
Yeah, even down there, as a matter of fact, my extended family has taken in another family to live with them for a little while. So they were displaced, so I hope you hook up with your folks again. I know what that's like.
Yeah, it's awful.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry to hear that, Jeff. Jeff, that's just, oh, my God. I've been watching it straight now for 2 weeks. It's such a heavy, heavy deal down there.
It is. Again, I can barely watch the news. It's so depressing.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of good to come out of it, but it's going to be a while before we start to see it, you know?
I think so.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I had no idea, dude. I'm so sorry about that. Oh. Well, I am. Oh, my gosh. Jeff, that's got to be just terrible.
Yeah, well, you know, we'll keep our hopes high, and hopefully, you know, we'll get some phone calls here.
Yeah. Do you know there's bulletin boards on the net and stuff you can write messages on for those?
Yep.
Okay. You got that?
Yeah, we've done that.
Okay. All right, WWL TV, you've been watching them too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, man, that was just between you and me because I feel really bad for you. Oh, my gosh, I just lost it. That's all right, though. Back to the interview. Oh, my gosh. So perhaps that's why you're making the boat now, just in case anything like that should ever happen in Seattle.
Yeah, hopefully it won't. You know?
Yeah.
We've got earthquakes and volcanoes here. That's kind of our thing we have to watch out for.
Oh, my gosh. That's enough fun for one day right there.
Really?
Wow. So you've been out and about doing the motorcycle thing. And yeah, let's go back on the road with you. Tell us about hooking up with Judas Priest. That must have been awesome.
Yeah, it was really a treat. You know, actually this summer we weren't planning on touring, but we got the call from Priest and we thought, oh, you know, this is maybe their final time of playing together, and wouldn't it be cool to finally tour with them, because we've never actually done an official tour. We played, you know, one-off dates around the world with them here and there, but never a full tour. And the band's really got along well. Musically, we share a lot of influence, and it was just great playing on the same stage with them every night.
Right. Oh, man, that would have been cool, too. So they were good to you? They didn't...
Oh, yeah. Complete road gentlemen, you know?
Yeah. Any highlights from that tour you can share with us at all?
You know, I just have to say, musically, the band is, like, incredible. You know, they just deliver every night. You know, there's not a bad night.
Right.
And it's really inspiring watching them.
It's been a lot of comeback bands this year. As far as Judas Priest and Iron Maiden out on the road with Ozfest, who didn't get along so well with Ozzy. Maybe this is that new form or the new rage of metal coming back or something.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think metal ever goes away. You know, it kind of morphs and changes, and you know, there's new bands that come up and out. But you know, the art form really stays here. You know.
Yeah. Operation Mindcrime 2. Is this the 70-minute full-length CD, or?
It is. It's a long one.
And are you going to go out and perform it in its entirety when it's out there again, like you did with the first?
That's the plan. Yeah.
So we'll maybe get to see the leather-clad nurse again.
I think so. I think we're gonna, you know, the show for the new album is gonna be quite different, and we probably won't be touring in the United States until summer or fall. We're gonna start overseas, so it'll be very fine-tuned by the time we hit the States.
Now, Jeff, do you find that the climate overseas is a lot better now, a lot more conducive for American bands?
Oh yeah, it's always been really, really good. You know,
well, for you, I mean, Japan was probably the biggest tour ever, wasn't it?
No, actually, Europe and Japan, we tour all over Asia, South America, Mexico.
God, I remember back in the 80s, and you were on the road with Loudness in Japan, and it was just one of the biggest tours out there.
Well, actually, that wasn't us. We never toured with Loudness.
Never toured with Loudness?
Uh-uh.
Huh, I wonder who I'm thinking of. Well, it was back in the 80s, so I'll probably never remember, you know?
Yeah, true.
But I've heard bands like our local guys, Alter Bridge, have been overseas and just raking in some serious change over there.
Yeah, good.
And it just seems like it's a little more well-received now than I remember it being in the past.
No, I find it to be pretty consistent over the years.
You have?
Yeah.
Well, cool. Cool. Well, I can't wait to hear the new album. I really can't. Technically, it's still going to be Queensryche, of course, even though you called it experimental.
Well, it's experimental in the fact that we always try to kind of push our boundaries, you know, with what we do. And this record is, I can't really describe it yet. It's just, other than it's intense, you know, it's the kind of record that you put it on and it stays, you know, going for the whole 70 minutes because it's a story, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's probably one of those records that's very gripping. You know, I think it'll be one that people remember.
Does it start right off with something really punchy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, cool. Don't want to sit through any long introductions or anything, you know?
Yeah, no time for that.
Yeah, and what are you doing for your part? Because you're doing the vocal parts now, so are you keeping your voice rested in between sessions? And how do you look for inspiration in your vocals?
Oh, man. You know, I don't know. I just... you know, do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, usually I have a pretty good idea of what I'm going to do, you know, by the time I go in. I usually have made, you know, several different, you know, recordings and sketches of the songs, and I have them pretty well worked out. So,
now, where do they come to you? Is this something that you'll get while driving around town, or is it going to be a shower moment, Jeff? How do you get these songs?
You know, it's blood, sweat, and tears, really. It's sitting in the studio for hours and hours staring at the computer screen and doodling around, and you know, pretty much it's a 8-hour day. You know,
are you more of a piano writer? Do you write on the piano a lot, or do you prefer to pick up guitar or something?
Yeah, I'm a piano guy.
Yeah. What was that song that you wrapped up that one album with 3 years ago, or I guess it was 6 or 7 years ago now?
Oh, it's called "Someone Else."
Yeah, "Someone Else," man. That's such a touching song. What a great way to wrap up a concert with. I remember that at the Gorge. That was cool. So that's pretty much the way that it is all the time.
Well, you know, when you know, everybody has their instrument that they compose on. Some people, you know, write on a piano. Some people write on a guitar. It just really depends. A lot of times guitar players play piano and they write on piano and then they transpose it to guitar because it gives a different approach,
texture,
you know, to making chords.
Yeah. So is that what you guys do then? Pretty much just transfer
sometimes.
Over?
Sometimes. Yeah, sometimes. Yeah, sometimes, you know, we write on bass guitar. Sometimes we write on acoustic, you know.
Like Jet City Woman. Was that a bass guitar thing first?
No, that actually was a guitar thing.
Okay, because it starts off with that really rolling bass work in there, you know. It's
uh-huh.
Such awesome sound, too. Yeah. Well, I can't wait to hear what you guys do on this one. You always impress us somehow with some little technical trickery, some little phasing thing. Who's producing the CD?
It's Queensryche and a gentleman by the name of Jason Slater.
Has he worked with you before?
No, this is his first time.
And it's going pretty well?
Oh, it's going great, yeah.
Yeah, although he doesn't really have to do his job until you're done with yours, so. Yeah, well, good luck on that. I hope everything comes together good. We last talked to you when you were first going into the studio to do that, and I feel as though we've been a little part of the making of Operation Mindcrime 2. When there's a really crazy DJ part, the annoying disc jockey part, that'll be that's
that'll
us.
Be you.
That's right. That's us. The other G-off in the world. So what else is going on? How's golfing? You been golfing, or are you too busy?
Actually, I'm taking my sticks on the road, and because I got to get ready for the VH1 thing, you know, in October. So.
Oh, are you doing that?
Yeah, I got to get a little practice in them.
Do you know who your teammate's going to be?
No, not yet. You just don't find out till the day of.
What are you going to do if it's something like Rush Limbaugh or something?
Oh, that would be awful.
Well, I don't know many golfing rockers these days, except for us, of course. You and GA. Maybe you and GA should be the team.
Well, Alice, he plays.
Who?
Alice Cooper.
Oh, yeah, right on.
Oh, yeah.
Do you spend a lot of time hanging out with him?
Oh, yeah, he's great. He's actually an incredible golfer.
Is he really?
Oh, yeah, he's amazing.
I loved his back-to-school commercial. That was pretty funny. You hadn't seen that one for Staples?
No, I haven't seen that.
Oh, okay. It says, school's out for summer, not forever. He's trying to tell his kid that. All right, sorry, man. Back to business. All right, coming up here Saturday night, the Big Easy, Queensryche, just off the road with Judas Priest, and they got the new CD almost in the can, and I don't know what that means because I think you guys shot a video here once that was in the can, and you had to hire psychics to find it again.
That's right, we did. And they found it, too.
They did find it, but after you had released another version.
Yeah.
So Spokane lives in the dusty annals of an attic somewhere.
Right.
But you always take care of us, and thank you very much for coming to Spokane. What are you going to be doing for us? Just because you're not really into the new album mode yet, and you're still kind of doing the best of, the greatest hits thing?
Yeah, well, we're doing the best of, and we're doing the Mindcrime show again.
Oh, right on through.
Yeah.
Awesome. Man, you've been doing that about 10 years now.
Oh, no. Actually, we started it last year. This is our last leg of our tour for this year.
Okay, I got you. Well, thank you so much for making Spokane a part of the itinerary.
Oh, you bet.
We know if we haven't seen you for a while, then you start getting the phone calls and the emails and stuff. And
that's right. Where are you?
I don't want to piss off your wife anymore. So thank you very, very much, Jeff.
You bet, Jeff.
When should we see the first cut coming out, do you think, the advance release?
Jeez, I wish I knew. I think sometime in the new year, yeah.
Yeah. And is this going to be a full meal deal, package, video package, all that stuff?
You know, I don't know right offhand.
Yeah.
I don't know those details yet.
Okay. All right, well, cool. Well, thanks again for hooking up with us. Jeff Tate, everyone from Queensryche. Go check him out in concert. All your Queensryche faves and some of the Operation Mindcrime 2 in tow. This is going to be a good time. Saturday night at the Big Easy with Rock 94.5. All right, Jeff, thank you very, very much again, as usual.
You bet, Jeff. Take care of yourself, and we'll see you, okay?
You too, and I hope you get in touch with your relatives again.
Yeah, me too.
We have family down in Houston, and they're actually taking people in, and it's part of their job. I mean, he works for the oil business, and part of their job is they have to take in their coworkers who have been displaced.
Oh, right.
So maybe they'll turn up at the Astrodome or something.
Well, let's hope.
I just hope they're safe, man. Thank you very much.
You bet, man. Take care, and we'll see you.
All right, Jeff. Have a good day.
Okay, bye-bye.
See you later.